No, actually, I actually lost some weight. I just put on more of the right weight. You know what I mean? So. I think I'm more experienced now. I can play a little bit faster instead of lining up and thinking what my route is or what my assignment is. I can actually just line up and play fast. So.
They signed Golden. Mm-hmm. They drafted a tight end who's a pass catcher. Do you feel like your developmental part of all this has gotten sped up a little bit and that you don't really have that time to develop? Now you have to show them what you can do?
I think I can always develop, but I think last year it was more of I was focusing on developing, learning as much as I can. Now I think it's more of I still want to develop more, but I still want to compete. Like I want to get a chance to compete as well as develop at the same time. So
being on the practice squad, what did you really get out of that year in terms of being part of the offense, if anything?
Everything. How to be a pro. Just really following Nate and CJ last year. That it was amazing. How to be a pro, how to take care of yourself in the weight room, in the training room, coming in early, being the first person in the building, just everything.
Was Kyle in New York for the draft?
Yes.
I mean, were you there with him?
Mm-hmm.
And just take us through that entire experience?
Thursday night? Thursday we got out of practice. I went straight to the airport, flew to New York. I wanted to make it to the hotel before he actually left, surprise him, but I couldn't make it. Went to the hotel, got dressed, and I met him in the green room. And just being in there, seeing my family first was big. Seeing that Kyle was in the green room, seeing all the hard work that he put in, and he's right there about to get drafted, get his name called, it was amazing. And then once he got the phone call, and I actually thought it was the pick before, I thought he was going to St. Louis. And then I was like, hold on. Then it was Chicago, and I was like, oh, we played them twice. So I'm sitting there, and I'm just pointing at him with two fingers, and he's laughing, and it was a good experience for the whole family. So
you kind of hoping that you'd come here?
Yeah, I was. I said something to my agent, something like, yeah, me and Kyle should be roommates next year. Like, Detroit should give him a call. So, but I'm proud of him. I'm glad he went to Chicago. I'll get to see him two times a year regardless.
What bad weight did you have before? How did you change it, and how did that affect your performance?
I think last year I was so worried about putting on so much weight. I thought I had to be heavier, and I was just stuffing my mouth with any and everything. And then during the season, I started losing a little bit of weight, and then now I'm eating healthier, eating the right foods. So. I can't really say. I just know, like, I'm competing for that 53 spot, and whatever the coaches decide, they'll decide it. So I can't really say right now.
Like the system.
A couple more for Corey.
What was, you know, Scott's deal now? I know it's got to be different for you.
I like it. I like this offense. I feel like right now especially they're lining everybody up at different positions or different formations to see where we are best at. And then another thing is everybody's coming in and learning the same offense. So whereas last year when I came in, everybody knew the offense, so they already had a step ahead of me. Now we're learning it at the same time. And I can, like I said, we're learning at the same time. Go out there, we had the same process to learn it, and I can compete.
Is this an offense you think you fit in better than maybe last year?
I can't really say. A lot of the routes are fairly the same, just lining up at different places. So,
what kind of motivation? Obviously, from a very competitive family, you know, without your brother, about that at combine, but mm-hmm. What kind of extra motivation do you get seeing Kyle go in the first round and knowing that there's a chance you could play against him twice a year?
I think that is my motivation. Knowing that the only way I'll be able to see Kyle twice a year is if I'm on a 53, and I want to see him twice a year. So.
Right. That eating last year, did that slow you down at all? How did that affect you?
No, I didn't feel slow or anything else like that. I could just see it in my body that it wasn't good for me. You know, like you said, you've seen that I've gained weight when I've actually lost weight. So I'm actually eating healthier, but I weigh a lot less than I was last year, and I'm bigger.
Like what's the difference? What were you last year? What are you now?
I think last year during the training camp, I was like 212. Now I'm like 200.
Sorry. Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, Corey.
Thank you. Thank you.